time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
Love me to wake your day. What happened to the power of God? Like on a Zeus astray. Dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Well, good Sunday, everybody. It's the last Sunday of 2014. I trust that you're having a wonderful day attending the house of God, spending time with your family and your friends, enjoying the final weekend of the Christmas holidays, celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to welcome you to our broadcast today here on BPN Radio. And we're going to have on today a young lady who went through some stormy weather, and but she made it to the other side. We'll be praying especially today for churches and for those of you that are in a stormy season of your life, and we're going to believe that God is going to speak to you and minister to you. There's some of you that are confined to a hospital room, or you're confined to your home. Not by your choice, but by circumstances. We're going to pray for you today. We're so thankful to have you listening to BPN Radio. Thank you for all of your prayers, your financial support, particularly during this Christmas season. And we're going to pray today. So would you agree with me in prayer here on this Sunday, the last Sunday of December 2014? Father, we come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we come into your presence on this Sunday by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, declaring there is a name which is above every name. name, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. And we are so thankful to be able to pray together here on BPN Radio. I thank you, Lord, for these people that have come to pray today, knowing the influence of prayer, knowing according to Deuteronomy 32 and 30, that one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, 300,000 to flight, 4,000,000 to flight, 10,000,000,000,000 to flight, and so forth and so on, which indicates and confirms that when we pray together, something very significant happens. So, Father, I pray the will of God be done here on this Sunday on BPN Radio as we agree together, as we pray together, as we believe together that the will of God is going to be accomplished. And first of all, we pray today, thy kingdom come, thy will be done concerning the United States of America. Lord, we are in jeopardy in this nation. Our nation is in critical condition, whether we recognize it or not. We are $20 trillion in debt. We are aborting babies every day in this nation. We have come to a place of violence in our streets. The very men and women that have been called to protect us in our cities are now becoming enemy number one. Instead of becoming the servants of the Lord, helping protect our cities, our law enforcement officers have become enemies of so many cities and so many neighborhoods and so many individuals. So we pray right now for another spiritual awakening in America. Would you help me pray right now? And we pray, oh God, that you would send a revival to 1,000 cities in America. In the name of Jesus, we pray for 1,000 churches to pray with us. We pray for 1,000 prayer centers. We pray for 1,000 prayer leaders. We pray for 1,000 points of light across this nation that will illuminate the darkness and will cause the light to shine. Out of the darkness, there will be an illumination of the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask it in Jesus' name. We repent, O God, of our sins today, and we repent for the sins of our nation. God, have mercy upon America. Have mercy. We have perverted your laws, your principles. We are a nation that has turned into being sex slaves and having wild drinking parties, and we are just become a nation out of control. And somebody may say, well, Dale Gentry, you're just legalistic about it all. But I believe that God is calling for purity. He's calling for holiness. He's calling for righteousness. And it starts at the pulpit. It starts in the house of God. And so, Father, we pray today that you would awaken the church. Awaken the church to pray and to seek your face and to call upon you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, we welcome churches all across America that are praying with us. And we have some new churches that are praying with us. We have the Lion of Judah Church in Carlton, Michigan. Welcome. Welcome, Lion of Judah Church. And we want to welcome churches all across America that are praying with us today. Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas is praying with us today, where we were at last week. And we have First Assembly of God Church in Butler, Alabama, that is praying with us. Churches all across America, Christ Life Church, Casa Grande, Arizona, St. John the Baptist Church in Harrison, Ohio, and we have New Life Vineyard Church in Liberty Township, Ohio. We have the Gathering Christian Fellowship in Tucson, Arizona. We got a number of churches praying with us in Tucson, so we just give a shout out today to Tucson. Thank you so very much for praying with us. We have New Life Church in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and We have Community Fellowship Church in Jonesboro, Arkansas. I was there a number of years ago ministering there. We have Full Gospel Church in Paragould, Arkansas, and Destiny Church in Choctaw, Oklahoma. I want to welcome all of you that are praying with us today. First Light Christian Church in Martinez, California is praying with us, as well as Las Buenas Nevas Church, the Spanish church there in Norwalk, California. And I would like to remind all of you Spanish-speaking people that our prayers, my daily prayer on letspraymerica.com that I send out every day and have for the last, 2.5 years, is also in Spanish. And so you might let your Spanish friends know that they can pray with us. And if your church is not a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, and we got about, maybe about 950 or 60 churches that are now represented. If your church is not represented on the map, then you can just go to letspraymerica.com. There's a place to sign up. Put the name of your church. Your church will be added to our list as churches all across America are praying with us. And so we just want to speak a blessing upon every church today and upon every minister, every pastor, every leader that is preaching the word, that is instant in season, out of season, that is reproving, rebuking, exhorting with all long suffering, true shepherds that are watching for their sheep, we speak a blessing upon them today. Father, we pray for every church that's represented here on the Breakout Prayer Network. Churches not only in America, but churches around the world that are joining us in prayer today. We speak a blessing upon them. We pray for souls to be saved. The church that I was at last week, last Sunday, and in Fort Worth, Texas, Calvary Cathedral International, where I've been ministering many years, I was there, and they have now won about 75,000 people to Jesus during the last 2.5 years, just by going out 5 days a week, going door to door. And so some people say, well, does it fill the building? Well, not quite, but they're going out and they're winning people to Jesus. And then no one can say, well, you did not tell me about the Lord. So we are soul winners. We're to go out and win people to Jesus, not only as a corporate group, but individually, day by day, we are to tell the story of the good news. I was on the plane not long ago and was able to lead a woman who was 90 years old to Jesus. That is quite improbable, but I led her to the Lord, and I still have her on my daily prayer list where I am praying for her. People need the Lord. Everywhere we go, we can share the message of Jesus Christ. And so we pray today for souls to be saved, even in churches all across the land today. And we pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We pray for people to be healed, for people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. And we just speak a blessing upon every pastor, that you would anoint them today with the power of your Holy Spirit. We call the church to pray. And Lord, we declare that that pastors all across America are going to be calling their congregations to at least one day or one night of prayer, being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, agreeing together for another spiritual awakening. God, we need you. We need you, and we repent on behalf of our nation, and we ask, Lord, that you come and heal our nation and heal our land. There's a spiritual son of mine, Godfrey Bertel, who sings quite often on this broadcast, and he's written many songs in conjunction with the messages and teachings on prayer that I've done. And so here's a song that I love, and it talks about the prayers of the people. So as Godfrey sings this, I'm declaring that I can hear people pray all across America, that the church is beginning to gather and they're beginning to pray. Let's blow the trumpet. Let's call the people to pray. Let's pray, church. Let's respond to the call to pray. Yes, Lord. We will pray.
Yeah, it's a signal. It's a call to pray. I can hear to pray. So I can hear.
We do some radical praying today. Come on, church, we're going to pray together. Here we go. Pray, church. Let's respond to the call to pray.
Yes, sir.
can hear the church praying. The hope of a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the hope of the nation. We are the hope of this nation, the church. And we as the church, whom we have been bought by the blood of Jesus, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We must respond in America. There is a war on the church right now. There's a war on Christianity, and we must pray. And I'm just encouraging every pastor, every elder, every church leader to call your congregation to pray. I'm asking you to be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. All you have to do to be a part, there's no charge. You just go to our website at bpnradio.com and go down toward the bottom where the blue square or the blue location is. And it says 1,000 BPN prayer centers. You just click to register that. If you just click on there, then you can put in the comments whether your gathering is a private gathering or it's a public gathering. Give us the information, and then we'll be getting back with you. Submit that. And so here we are today praying and calling for the church to pray, which is the hope of a nation. And so, Father, we are so thankful today on this Lord's Day that we can pray for churches all across America. And thank you for the privilege and the opportunity that we have to worship together on this Lord's Day. And today we pray your hedge of protection about our nation. Assign guardian angels to encamp around about the United States of America. We pray over our cities. We pray for our homes. We pray today for our president. We pray for President Barack Obama and his family, that you would keep them safe. I pray that they would make wise decisions. I pray that our president will be favorable toward Israel and would carry on the alignment that we've had with the nation of Israel all of these years from the very beginning there. I pray that you would give him wisdom. I pray that you would protect him. I pray that you protect Vice President Biden. Be with him. Bless them. I pray for my Governor Rick Perry in the final days of his administration. We just pray, Lord, for those in authority. We pray for the new Congress that's about to convene in the next few days in Washington, D.C. We pray, Lord, for change. That's what we've been praying for, change in the atmosphere of this nation, change, oh God, in the United States of America, that once again America would turn back to you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Would you just help me pray for America right now for just a few moments? Pray for our leaders. The Bible says that we're to pray for those in authority. So let's do that right now. And Father, we pray today here on BPN Radio for those that are going through stormy weather, difficult times, difficult days. And my pastor said to me one day, Dale, there's no trouble like trouble that comes your way. And, you know, those of us that are out in the sunshine and we can move about freely, we're not in pain, not in the hospital, not in prison, not in jail. We're enjoying the blessings of life. We're enjoying the good life. Sometimes we fail to remember or recognize someone that may be going through very difficult times in their lives, stormy weather. So today we're going to pray for people that's going through storms. And you never know when you're going to have a challenge in life. So we have a young lady on the phone with the name of Christy Ahart, and who lives here in our town, our city of Austin. And we have her on the phone, and we're going to talk to her about the difficult days that she went through this year, and then we're going to say some additional prayers for those of you that are going through difficult times. So we're getting her on the telephone right now. Christy on the broadcast today, and Christy grew up in Oklahoma like myself. Only now she says she bleeds orange. But we'll forgive her for that. Anyhow, it's great to have her on. And she's a part of a great church that that a friend of mine pastors here in Austin. So, Christy, it's great to have you on the broadcast today.
Well, thank you, Dale. I'm so thrilled and honored to be able to share our story with your listeners today.
Well, you do have a wonderful story, and I want you to share this wonderful story. I know that you're very thankful and grateful for your miracle this past year. And then we're going to pray for some people out there that may need a miracle today. So tell us what happened.
Well, let me give you a little bit of the backstory first. Doug and I have been married for 18 years, and we had three beautiful children. We had two boys and a little girl, and we're at a place where we were trying to make a decision whether or not we were going to have a fourth, and the Lord just kept, impressing on my heart and putting that desire in my heart to have a fourth. And at that time, I was really struggling with some depression and some hormonal imbalances and things that required some medication to deal with. And but I just could not shake having this fourth baby. And I just kept praying, God, just show me, give me an answer, let me know. And we had tried a couple of times for me to get off the medication and to try to conceive, and I couldn't do it. It was too difficult just to try to live and function for my family without being on medication. And that was hard. That was a struggle because I, had asked the Lord time and time again just to, take that struggle from me. And it was just something that we were still dealing with. And one night I was at church. It was a Wednesday night, and I'm involved, on the praise team at our church. And we were having our practice before service started, and a dear friend of ours, who has spoken many amazing words into our life, was there. And I just felt like I needed to go talk to him, and I needed to just bring this up with him and say, what do you think? I am feeling like I need to have another baby, but here's my quandary, and my problem is that I cannot get pregnant if I'm on this medication, and I'm really having a hard time trying to get off of it. And he just looked at me and said, you've got to believe and not doubt at all that God will heal you. And if this is what is supposed to happen, you cannot doubt that he's going to heal you in this. So I said, okay, got it, thinking, all right, I'm gonna believe, I'm not gonna doubt, and walked away and got up and did our praise singing and sat down, listened to the message. Well, lo and behold, our pastor preached on depression and how it is not God's will for his children to live this way. And I actually texted him during the service, and I said, are you kidding me? Is he really speaking on this tonight? And so that was just kind of a little bit of a confirmation or a little nudging from the Lord saying, listen, I've got this. Trust me, because I will heal you. And so I went home that night. Doug ended up staying home because we had a sick child. And I got home that night, and I shared with him about the message. And I just said, you know what? I think we need to do this. We've got to trust that this is what God has for us. And so we went along, and lo and behold, a month later, I was pregnant. And we were just overjoyed, and I just, was thrilled knowing, okay, God, you have ordained this. You have brought me up to this point. You've given us this baby, and I'm trusting you because this is what you have for our family. Well, I think any woman who is pregnant that's gone through the journey, it's the most vulnerable time in your life. The only thing you can do is take care of yourself, eat right, rest, put good things into your body, and the rest is out of your hands. And so, as scripture tells us, he wove our innermost parts, and he knew us before, the mother knew us. He had his hand on us from the very beginning. And so I just kept trusting and kept you know, holding on to that verse and clinging on to that verse, and but still just struggled with fear and doubt and concern the whole time I was pregnant. And so as we you know, as you go through and you know, each step of the way, things obviously the baby was developing and everything looked great. You know, you start to kind of shed some of that fear and you kind of start breathing a sigh of relief going, okay. And then as it gets closer, then you start praying over the delivery part of it. Okay, let everything go, you know, smoothly and let me be okay and let the baby be okay. So one evening we'd been at a basketball game. It was a day that we had been doing schoolwork at home and my son had a basketball game, and we went up and had the game, and I had, again, a pray singing practice at our church that evening, and went on to that and got home, and Doug had been in a meeting, and we were visiting. It was late in the evening, about 10:30, 10:45, and so it's just a normal day. Got in bed kind of late, had a visit, went to bed, laid down, and all of a sudden, I felt my water break. And at this point, I was only 30 weeks and about 5 days. And I'm thinking, surely not, because this was my fourth child, so I'd already experienced what that was. And rolled over in bed and knew, okay, something serious has just happened. And then, of course, immediately panic for me set in, and I just kept saying, it's too early, it's too soon, it's too early, it's too soon. And immediately called my doctor and told him what was going on, and he said, okay, get down to St. David's, which was the hospital in Austin. So we called his mother over, got her here with our other three sleeping children that I had, you know, just put to bed, and got to the hospital, and indeed they confirmed, yes, your water has broken, and here's what's going to happen. You're either going to sit here in the hospital for 3 weeks, and we're going to try to hold you off, or you're having this baby tonight, and and let's do a sonogram. Oh, by the way, your baby's breech, so you're going to have a C-section, which I'd never experienced, so that was a little concerning as well. Have to do a major abdominal surgery. But my biggest concern, obviously, was the health of my baby, because they did say he will be in the NICU for many, many weeks. You can plan for him to be here until his due date. So this was January 31st, and he was not due until April 7th. So that was quite some time down the road. So we sat in the hospital until for 4 or 5 days, and just not knowing what was going to happen, but they were trying to keep infection from setting in. And all the while, I knew God was with me. And at that point, I knew, okay, you didn't bring me this far to just leave me here, you know, or for something tragic to happen. So I knew there was a reason, for some reason, we were having to go through this. But while I was sitting in the hospital, and I like to journal when I pray, so I write out my prayers, and I was journaling one morning. I was by myself and sitting in my hospital room, and I said, okay, Lord, here's the deal. I need you to do a 2-week miracle in 2 days, because it was very stressful on my family, for me to be away, and of course, just you know, just the stress of not knowing what was going to happen. And by the fifth day, it was looking as though it was going to be safer to go ahead and do the C-section and get the baby out, as opposed to continue to have me sit there. It was kind of becoming a little bit of a volatile situation. So they did the C-section, and out our sweet little Sutton came, and he was 3 pounds, 4 ounces and 15 inches long. And he cried and, you know, had the tiniest little, almost sounded like a little kitten, just a little cry that he had, you know. And, of course, I saw him very briefly, and they whisked him off to the NICU. And the journey then started, because I knew we were going to be there for several weeks.
And how old was Sutton when he was born?
He was 31 weeks and 2 days. So I had just turned 31 weeks and 2 days. And so many things at that point, the brain is not fully developed. And that's the biggest problem, is that the certain parts of the brain that communicate with the lungs and the heart to know how to breathe and, you know, when the heart should continue to beat and things like that, that part of the brain is not developed yet. So that's the biggest concern when you have a preemie that early, a baby that early, because even though their body is developed and all their organs are developed, that brain still does not have all of the neuropathways and all of the things that it needs to be able, you know, to keep the body going on its own.
So Christy, how in months, how old was Sutton? Because some of us men, how old was Sutton? Because some of us men, we don't go by weeks, we go by months.
So he was about 31 weeks. He would have been about 7.5 months.
Okay.
So so still, you're technically pregnant for about 10 months, so 40 weeks. And so 31 weeks would be, you know, just a little over 7 months. So anyway, so they put in what's called a CPAP in his, you know, nose, and it was pushing air down into his lungs. And the other concern with preemies is they don't have the suck, swallow, breathe reflex in order to be able to eat on their own, whether it's nursing or from a bottle. So, and because they're so small, it takes a large amount of energy for them to be able to consume enough calories for them to grow, and also maintaining their body temperature, which is why usually when you see a picture of a preemie, they're inside, it's called an isolette. So it's a warmed type bed that's covered. And
so the situation was pretty crucial, wasn't it? We have about 2 minutes left, and just tell me about the miracle. Tell everybody about the miracle that happened.
Well, so while we were in the NICU the entire time, basically from about day one, and I told you about the prayer that I had prayed, saying, God, I need you to do a 2-week miracle in 2 days.
Right.
The nurses started to question his due date. Are you sure he's only 31 weeks? Because he sure doesn't act like it. He sure acts like he was further along in term. And there were every milestone, basically, that he hit 2 weeks early. And so every time something would happen, and they told me, don't expect him to be able to nurse or take a bottle until about 36 weeks. And at 32 weeks, just a couple of days after he was born, he was trying to nurse and to latch on, which was just unheard of. And he hit every milestone and just was healthy. He had very little. He didn't have any complications in the way of needing surgeries or anything like that. But God just kept his hand on him, had his hand on him. He had wonderful care and brought him home safely. And he came home with us at 36 weeks. So a month before they anticipated he would be ready to go home, he made that much progress and was ready to come home. He was in there for 5.5 weeks.
Wow.
And so Doug and I we're just in awe, you know, because we didn't have anything to do with it. We were just doing our human part of it, you know, trying to care for him in the way that we could. But God showed us, first of all, he is in control, and Sutton is his child.
Yeah.
And we had to submit to that. And it was a very hard journey, being out of, you know, having completely out of our hands. But we are so thankful. So grateful. And he's been healthy and not had any problems other than just a little minor stuffy nose, maybe from having 3 siblings in his face all the time.
But well, how old is Sutton now?
He will be 10 months old on December the 4th.
Oh, wow.
And but they do a corrected age, so they technically still look at him as though he's about 8 months old. So you continue to subtract the amount of time that he was early off of his age until he's 2.
Right.
But he's doing wonderfully.
Well,
crawling.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, I do know that when all of this began to happen, that I got a prayer request concerning you and the baby Sutton, and we prayed because I knew it was a very crucial situation. We had other people praying, and here on this BPN radio, prayer radio, it's just another example, another testimony of how God can keep us in times of crises. So before you hang up, I want us just to pray for people that may be in a crisis mode today. It may be concerning their pregnancy, their premature baby. It could be a lot of other things. So, Father, Christy and I just set ourselves in agreement today. Lord, just as she has received a miracle, her and her husband, Doug, have received a miracle concerning their baby, Sutton, and everything is well. There may be other people on this Thanksgiving Day that are going through a crisis, and may they understand by this testimony that's been given by Christy Ahart that you are a God that keeps us in the floods and the fires and the most difficult times of our lives, those times that we call crisis times. So I just agree with her in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, that you would minister miracles to people in crisis. Okay, conclusion, Christy, you might want to have some closing thoughts here on BPN Radio. It's been great having you today. So what would you like to say?
Well, thank you, Dale. You know, I think when I look back on the last year, you know, with the experience with Sutton back in February, you know, our journey was marked with so many miracles, you know, not just one significant one. And I think that's how God works. He just does a lot of little things along the way too. And one of the ones I meant to mention earlier when I was talking about his delivery was our doctor, who we have a very great relationship with, is a seeker, and he's seeking the Lord. And we got to have some great conversations about God and salvation and Christianity and all of that while I was sitting in the hospital. But the day that he decided to deliver Sutton, he just kept saying, you know, I have a gut feeling that we need to do this today. And during the C-section, come to find out, we were moments away from the situation turning actually fatal for both Sutton and myself. So the fact that God moved in him and quickened his medical mind and his spirit was a huge miracle. But to keep both of us safe, that he kept his hand on us through that. But one of the most significant ones, I think, that Doug and I could both look back on was the word that you sent us. And actually, I took a picture of the text that you sent, and it was on my birthday, on February the 15th. And you sent us a word that said that Sutton would be a man ahead of his time, and that he would be a mighty man of God. And those words gave us such comfort in knowing that he's going to be okay. He's going to make it. And when we found out that he was a boy, those were the exact words that I prayed, that he would be a mighty man of God. And you confirmed that through that prophetic word. And God just used so many people to show us his love, whether it was through meals or helping us with our children. And, you know, really, I would just want to publicly thank all of our friends from our school, which is Veritas Academy, and that provided the meals and transportation and helping care for our children. And then all of our church friends at Christian Life Church and all the pastoral staff there, Rex Johnson and his whole staff, and just how so many friends just so faithfully interceded for us in prayer. And we just got so many texts and phone calls and emails just telling us, we're praying for you. We know he's going to be okay. And they were the hands and feet of Jesus and just being there for us throughout the entire time. And of course, our family, our immediate family that lives here around us, and my parents in San Antonio and sisters and Doug's parents that live here in Austin, they were here for us, for our children, and supporting us through our daily lives. And so it was, you know, all around thinking about it, it just, when you step back, there were miracles for God to show it, his power. But then there was also the Christian community and the Christian love, what it meant to be loved on by Christians, was shown to us also through this journey, through and God showing us who he was through his people. And we were just so thankful and so grateful, and looking back on it and coming out the other side of it. And thank you so much for letting me share today. And we just appreciate your influence and all of your prayers, too, while we were going through it.
Well, thank you very much, Christy. And I know that as we you share here on this Lord's Day, on this final Sunday of 2014, I know there are people that are not able to go to church today because, like you were for a long time, they're confined, going through a storm. And but I know that you've had a safe landing. You have a great testimony, and your words have been very encouraging. We speak a blessing over you and Doug, the Ahart family, and thank you for being on Christy Ahart today.
Thank you so much, Dale.
God bless you. Well, it's been good to have Christy Ahart on with us today, and we just want to thank her for spending time talking about how God has brought her through. We declare that God is bringing you through every storm. He'll not bring you this far to let you down. He'll not bring you this far to let you drown. I declare that you're going to go to the other side, because if God is for you, who can be against you? Nobody. I declare that God is with you, and he is working in your life today to perform everything that he desires to do in you. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, broadcasting here from Austin, Oklahoma, around the globe, anywhere, anytime, and calling people to pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. I would like to remind you that on the seventh day of January, which will be a Wednesday, I will be sharing prophetic words for the coming year 2015. I've been doing this since 1990. God has called me to be a prophetic voice, a watchman on the wall of this nation. And so I'm going to be sharing what I see coming. I've done this every year for many years, and it's going to be on the BPN network all day on Wednesday, January the 7th. I would like to remind you also that I'm going to be ministering in Tulsa, Oklahoma, this New Year's Eve at Rivergate Church. Rivergate Church there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Joel and Linda Budd are the pastors, and we'll be there ministering New Year's Eve, and we'll be giving you more of that information. And I was there last year, and I believe the year before, the last 2 years. I'll be sharing prophetic words for all of my friends in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. You come out. And we're praying today for people that's going through difficulties in their life, troubles in their life. Godfrey Bertle is going to sing a song about that. It's going to encourage everybody that's going through troubles today.
encouragement and hope. My lack of wisdom, you've often overlooked. I'm blown away by your grace, by the power in the blood. I grow in freedom, written in love. Thank you, thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Oh my God, I love you. And my lips will shout for joy,
God is bringing us through trouble. And I declare those of you that are facing major opposition today that you are going to declare privately and publicly that you are not going to retreat, that you are going to the other side. You're not going to give in, give out, give up. You're not going to turn aside. You know, I heard about this bugler was in the war, and the captain in the heat of the battle said, I want you to blow the charge. So he blew the charge, and the battle got even more difficult. There began to be casualties followed by fatalities, and the captain rode back up to the bugler, to the man that held the horn in his hand, and he said to him, "Son, I want you to blow the retreat." And he looked at him and said, "Sir, I know how to blow the charge, but I don't know how to blow the retreat." So I declare today that you are not going to blow the retreat, that God is going to see you to the other side. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And I declare that God is with you. And I pray for you today. Help me pray, people. We pray for these that are in difficult times, like Christy Ahart that was sharing her testimony just a few minutes ago. And Lord, it appears that sometimes the sun's not going to shine again, and the hours turn into days and days into weeks, and sometimes the weeks turn into months. But you're a good God. And Lord, we just hold on to every word. We hold fast to your promises and every prophetic word, every promise in the book, everything that you've spoken to us and declared to us. We speak it, declare it, and decree it that you're a good God and the sun is going to shine again. And even though there's troubles, we did not come this far to stop. So he's seeing us through. You're holding our right hand. I know that you are. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. We're so thankful that we are made overcomers. There's victory in the time of storm. And we give you praise and honor and glory today for victory in our lives. Let me share again that I'm going to be ministering this New Year's Eve at Rivergate Church. Wonderful church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where Joel and Linda Budd are the pastors, and we have been there now for the past two New Year's Eve services. So come out and be with us. There's going to be lots of worship, great worship, prayer, and then I'll be sharing prophetic words over individuals. I'm just believing that God's going to give me many, many prophetic words. That's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Giving a shout out to Tulsa this Wednesday night, New Year's Eve. And that will be starting at 7 o'clock. And if you want to get more information there, you can just go to RivergateTulsa.org. If you want to write that down, it's RivergateTulsa.org. RivergateTulsa.org. And if you have a prayer request that you want to send in to our Breakout Prayer Network team, then you can send that prayer request, if you want to write this down, at bpnprayerrequest.com. That's bpnprayerrequest.com. You can send that, or you can simply go to our website at bpnradio.com. Down at the bottom of the page, you'll find a place to click on and send in your prayer request. And if you'd like to be a prayer leader and a prayer center, go down to the website, double-click the blue box, and send us some information, because we're believing for 1,000 points of light, 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities for another spiritual awakening in America. And I would like to remind you that we have three different websites, bpnradio.com, letspray america.com, and also youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net, calling young people out of obscurity to preach to their generation. Well, it's been a great day. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn. Trust you've had a great weekend. Thank you for praying with us here on the BPN Radio Network, and so delighted to have you a part, because we are making a difference. So tell your friends about BPN Radio. And I'm going to be back tomorrow at this same time or anytime.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.